Welcome to the Good Health Workshop, a show about health, nutrition, cleansing, and detoxification. We will support you where you are and encourage you to reach your health goals. Our purpose is to share information, raise your level of consciousness, and to keep you inspired to transform your life. My name is Donna Peroni, and today I have one of my very favorite people ever, Cynthia Shankman, is here as my co-host today. Hi, Cynthia.
Hey, Donna. So happy to be here with you.
I know. It's been a wonderful journey knowing you. We know each other, at least maybe 6 years or more?
We're going on 7 years
right
now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wonderful seven and transformative years.
And what are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to be talking about essential oils. And the amazing place that they have in our health.
Yes. I was interested in the essential oils before I met Cynthia. And I couldn't seem to kind of connect with anyone to learn more about them. And then Cynthia came to join us at Gravity, at my wellness center, Gravity East Village. What year was that now?
7 years ago.
Okay, 7 years ago. And you know, it really helped to open up, you know, just learning so much, because Cynthia has dove into this world for quite a while now, and she has so much information to share on the use of essential oils and their benefits. So that is our topic today. And I have a quote of the week, or the quote of the month, I should say. our quote of the month is, you're only here for a short visit. Don't hurry, don't worry, and be sure to smell the flowers along the way. And this quote is by Walter Hagen. Now, you know why I picked that.
Absolutely, the power of the plants. Stop and smell along the way and use them for your health, too. It's
yes.
A beautiful quote.
And you know, it's what it means to me is that in my busy day, you know, I have a list of things to do for like the year, the month, the week. And then there's things I want to accomplish in the day. And oftentimes I can feel very overwhelmed by, you know, all the things that I want to accomplish. But just taking a moment and opening a bottle of joy and just, you know, having that on the palms of my hands and smelling them, smelling that scent of joy oil, from Young Living, it just puts me in this great mood, joyful mood.
Yeah, yeah. And being the reason why is it's going directly in through those olfactories, right through our nostrils, up into the olfactory nerves, and bringing it directly into the brain. So they actually have done studies where they will put different scents into a room, and they'll actually watch the brains light up in certain areas.
Wow.
So it smells pleasant and wonderful, but there's something actually happening on a chemical and a body level for sure.
It's magical. I actually went to the convention. We're talking about Young Living oils. You know, sometimes when I'm on the show, I forget people are actually listening, and I assume that they sort of know what I'm talking about. But we're big fans of Young Living, simply because they're the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you want to elaborate on that, of why Young Living has probably the best oils out there?
Sure, sure. Well, if you go back in history, you'll see that essential oils have been used since the beginning of time. Back in the ancient Egyptian times, they actually found essential oils in King Tut's tomb. They also found the old ancient distillery pots, too. So it's gone back for a long time. But the thing is, here in America, we were not privy to these beautiful healing oils. About 20 years ago, a gentleman did begin farming and creating very pure essential oils, which put it into our hands. And it was quite quiet for quite a long time, but now you see it's really come to the forefront. And it's amazing that we can have these in our hands. And the reason why we're so lucky to be able to use this brand is because there's great care taken, not only about what seeds they're using, but what soil they're placed into and how they're distilled. It takes a lot of effort to distill a plant properly. And this company really has dedicated itself to high quality. And the way that we know that is, if you look at the 20-year history of people using them, from babies to adults to even senior citizens, there's a long, long history of success. So for myself personally, having been into this for 10 years, I can see the results on myself, my own children, and all those around me. So I feel very confident using this product.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't plan to just start talking about Young Living right away. I thought that would come later, but it just seemed appropriate to lay out, you know, that there is a distinction to be made. But I wanted to ask you to share with everyone a little bit about your journey with the oils, like, you know, how it all started for you. And, you know, I know it's a great passion for you to have this in your life, but also to share it with other people.
Sure, sure. Well, a little bit about me is I grew up very conventionally. We ate salami and mozzarella and provolone cheese. That's what I went to school with each day on white bread. And somewhere along the journey, I started to have some health issues. I always lived a very vibrant and strong life, but I started to see that my health was declining, and I was wisdom-filled enough to say not to go to anything into the medical world, but let me look at what I'm eating. And as soon as I started to change that, my whole body began to change, and I felt so much better. In along that time, I did have a health crisis where I had a lot of mercury in my teeth. I had, from all eating all that conventional food, I wound up with 13 mercury fillings. Mm-hmm. And my health really, really took a plummet. And again, I went into the health world. I made a few discoveries and really turned my health around by taking the mercury out of my teeth, by doing colonics, and by using the essential oils. The mercury really was helped to leave my body by doing the colonics and also by helping using the essential oils, by actually getting into my body and helping clean it up. So from there, I was like, there was no limit, to tell you the truth, to what my health could be. Mm-hmm. And it's been an amazing, amazing journey. So through that, I became a colon hydrotherapist and a large advocate for sharing these oils with the world, because I've seen what they've done for myself and mm-hmm. all those around me.
Yeah, I mean, you shifted things at Gravity, because when you came in the door, you made it apparent right away that you liked sharing the oils during the colonic session. And I saw how people were coming out of the room, not just like, you know, blissful because of the colonic, but there was, I felt like it went deeper as an experience for that person to relax. So I started to share them with those that are interested in it. Some people, it's not their thing, and that's fine. But it's a lot of the oils, I pick an oil for the client based on if they're a little nervous, it's their first time having a colonic, maybe I will pick Peace and Calming or Stress Away or Lavender, or maybe it's Digize, which has a blend of oils that are helpful to digestion. It's such a terrific, pure therapeutic blend that you can ingest it. But I have the client actually rub it on their belly. And what I notice is many times the colonic actually starts to move better. And I think there's a little bit of a stimulation when those vapors get to the brain, right? And it seems to get things moving.
Absolutely. I was many times I'll be working with a client and we'll put some peppermint into their hand and I'll just have them inhale it straight from their hands and things start moving in the colonic right away. Mm. Beautiful. Beautiful to see. Cause and effect right
yes,
in front of you.
Yes. I know anyone listening to this show, you know, you can't be too timid about hearing about poop because it's going to come up every episode. That's the way it goes. So, you know, why don't you tell me a little bit about how you use the oils personally?
So for myself, I take them internally. I use them directly onto my skin, and I do a lot of inhaling through putting them on my hands, and also I use diffusers. We use a diffuser oftentimes in Gravity, too, and it just changes the space in a really large way. So many people walk into Gravity saying, wow, what's going on in here? This smells so heavenly. So for myself on a daily basis, Let's start with going to bed at night. I'll usually put Thieves, which is a blend of cinnamon and clove and high antimicrobial, antifungal, antibacterial, and immune-boosting oil, and I'll put that on my feet before I go to sleep at night. I've been having a little bit of shoulder pain recently. It's kind of like a little rotator cuff issue.
Massaging those bellies at gravity.
Oh, yeah, with the left arm. And I'll put lemongrass directly on my shoulder. Mm. The change is amazing. Essential oils actually can go in there and help regenerate nerves. They can help regenerate tissues. So I've been finding great help with that. Also, at night before going to bed, I'll dot some frankincense around the eye bones of the eye. Two reasons for that. One is it amazingly helps reduce wrinkles and crow's feet. And the other thing is it helps eyesight. So my claim to fame is that I went to my high school reunion. Clearly, well, it was a very large number high school reunion, more than two or three decades, let's put it that way. And all my girlfriends, my loving girlfriends, we were all sitting around the table, and everybody put their eyeglasses on and said, oh, look at us. We used to be 18. Now we're all putting our glasses on to read the menu. And I was like, not me, not me. I feel like the essential oils and tissue cleansing and the boosting of the oils and food that we eat, the vibrancy of it really does help with that.
And I see you walking in with your bottles or your juices and smoothies and things.
Oh, yeah.
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 I mean, that's the whole thing about this show. You know, there's many things to consider to have that balance and to feel good and to feel healthy. And each day, you know, experiencing the aromatherapy in all those ways you mentioned, you know, the diffusing, it just changes the energy in whether I'm home or I'm at gravity. And also to ingest them, which I think in our next little piece of our show we'll get into more. Every day I usually ingest several drops at least of a variety of oils. And then I just love having it on my skin and taking in the vapors and the smell. It's almost like eating something.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes I'll just take grapefruit oil and I'll just smell my hands and I feel like I almost engulfed it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, speaking about using them for the frequency, everything has a frequency, right? We human beings have a frequency, the plants have a frequency. So when you're using them on yourself, you actually feel the higher frequency going through your body. If you look at the research, the human body is somewhere around, I think, 70 megahertz. If you had junk food or cigarettes, maybe alcohol, things like that, those are much lower frequencies and they can actually lower the frequency of the body. When we use the essential oils, they start at around the human body's frequency level and they raise up from there. For instance, rose oil has a frequency of in the 300s. It's one of the largest, one of the highest frequencies there are. So as we use these oils on ourselves each day, the volatile ability of them are actually getting into our cells and they're raising our frequency. So not only are they helping ourselves, but they're helping our brain. They're making us happier. It's a real thing.
It's like considering yourself a being of light, which I always think of myself that way, but just, you know, vibrating or your light shining a little brighter, you know, and in terms of that, you know, how do people perceive you then, you know, because there's subtleties when you walk into a room or when someone walks into a room you're in that you pick up about that person. Of course, there's body language, the way the person's standing, how this person speaks. But there's an overall aura to consider, and I feel these oils enhance that aura. Even if it's just that you or me, we just feel a little better in that moment, feeling a little brighter in that moment. I love them.
Well, you know the saying, I just can't get over this? You know, we'll say this, oh, I can't get over this point. Well, actually, when you use the essential oils such as joy on your heart or you're inhaling lemon, they actually do help you get over it because they're actually raising your frequency. So you can actually bring a new thought pattern in.
And on that note, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back with more on essential oils.
You
You're listening to the Good Health Workshop, and I am here with Cynthia Shankman, and we're talking about essential oils today. I couldn't wait to plan this show.
So excited to be here.
So let's talk a little about what is aromatherapy.
So what is aromatherapy? Aromatherapy, as we were speaking about before, goes way back in time, back to 4000 BC. Today's modern aromatherapy actually are the plant essential oils. They actually come from inside the oils. So imagine you could have plants, bushes, leaves, roots, and taking these plants and putting them in large distillery, where steam will actually bring up the essential oil sacs and depositing them into another large vat. And when you tap off the oil, you have the pure essential oil of the plant. They have a little bit of a different chemical profile than regular herbs.
Okay, and can someone screw up the oils? Like if a company just decided to set out and to make lavender oil, can they, in their processing, I mean, is there a recipe that they all use, or is there different nuances to distilling them?
Sure, there's absolutely different nuances, completely, and you have to be really aware. Now, there's a solvent way to get, you can actually extract the oil from a plant using solvents, but that's a solvent is a chemical, so you're going to wind up with a product that you might use in more cleaning products. So those essential oils would be different. They wouldn't have the same value as putting them on yourself to just move or shift your health. Those might be used, you know, again, in cleaning products or something for a car or, you know, something like that. But you wouldn't consider those for using them on your body.
Right. And, you know, I've heard of some people sometimes using like a lavender oil and then it would burn their skin. Or I would go to the health food store and I would see a lavender oil, but it would say not for topical use, or it will say not to be ingested.
Right. Those are your red flags.
Yeah, I mean, lavender oil, I ingest it all the time, and I put it, you know, just anywhere in my body. I mean, it's that safe and okay.
Right. Sure. So you have to be aware. And I always tell people, look for those red flags. Do not place directly on the skin is one of your red flags, and do not take internally. So what you can actually call, because of the way labeling is, you can actually call a product pure if there's only 3 drops of pure oil in there. So you have to be really aware. Oh, there's also some extenders and fillers, and there could also be other kinds of fatty oils in there, which will extend the product. So you can usually smell the difference, too, if you smell a really high-quality essential oil compared to maybe your average store-bought quality. That's an important thing, to notice the scent of it also. Also, when you're diffusing them and putting them into the air, you want to not use heat. With a very pure therapeutic oil, like what we're using with Young Living, you only want to use a cool mist with that.
And we are looking at a beautiful diffuser. It's the new model. I'm sorry to keep mentioning Young Living, but to me, it's the only company. I'm not going to do a show just on any essential oils, but this diffuser is just so beautiful, the new one they have out. They don't cook the oils.
No.
I remember I bought years ago one of those little glass diffusers that you put the water in and have a candle underneath, and it would literally cook and boil. It would be bubbling up, mm-hmm. and that would be in the air. And this is different. This is like a cool mist.
Right. And you can use diffusers that either come out with a cool mist that have some water that's coming out with it, or you can do just straight oil on its own. There's a way of atomizing them. It's called a nebulizing diffuser. So anybody who's having issues with lungs or respiratory issues, asthma, bronchitis, you can get that right into your body. Also for sinuses, can you imagine these little tiny particles of the essential oils actually being breathed into the sinuses? They're actually being delivered. Antibacterial, antifungal matter is being delivered directly into the sinuses. In fact, my daughter came home recently, and she came home, you know, for the Christmas holidays, which are in the holidays right now, and she had a lung issue going on. And so we used some pine and some lavender on her chest, and we diffused the oils right next to her while she was sleeping. No coughing, 100% better. So we're really, really excited about that, to watch these natural products work.
Yeah, I mean, I totally would love for you to come back and We should do a series of shows where we could talk about the use of the oils even more than what we're going to do today, mm-hmm. in different ways, different recipes. I think that would be really great, and it'll reach a lot of people because I consider the oils my medicine cabinet also. I've had food poisoning a number of times and altitude sickness or a headache. You know, my health is really good and I'm, you know, I have lots of energy and I feel great. But there are those moments that things just come up. And whether it's, you know, a sore muscle and I put deep relief on it or pan away or just peppermint or, maybe a tummy ache, I'll use the peppermint that way as well. Or maybe I'm feeling not as clear in my mind because, I don't know, I'm up late, I didn't get enough sleep, then I actually might drink the peppermint oil and some water, or I might put it on the back of my neck, and that will definitely make me feel more alert pretty immediately.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and speaking about being a natural medicine cabinet, pharmaceuticals actually are derived from all the plants. So if we look at something like aspirins, they actually come from the component in that is methyl salicylate. And where does that come from? From wintergreen.
So
the pharmaceutical companies understood the great value in the plants, but they're extracting that one piece. Whereas if you look at wintergreen, there's many hundreds of components in there. Lavender, hundreds of components in there, over 400 components that can help with digestion. It can be a natural antihistamine. It can really help on so many levels. So there's a lot of, it is definitely a medicine, and it's an awareness of how we can use them. But there's no toxins involved. There's no needing to detox from anything. They actually help boost us up.
Mm.
You were asking before about one of the ways that I use them, Ms. J, and I forgot about this. I wanted to mention it. Every day I drink my water. I try to drink about at least 8 cups, maybe go up for 12. I usually put essential oils in it. I'll use lemon, orange oil. Those are both act as plant solvents. They actually will help break down excess estrogens. They'll help break down toxins in the body. And then I use cypress oil also. Mm-hmm. And cypress oil is amazing for the lymph system and circulation. So I'm drinking these every single day. And that's one of my big ones that I do too.
Yeah, if I could just put it, when I put a drop of or two of lemon oil, I just drink more water.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right now, I am like every day making a pot of chamomile tea, and then I'm adding one drop of cardamom, of Young Living's cardamom, and it is so yummy. Oh my God, it's like a dessert that's not sweet. It's very soothing.
Wow, I love it.
So I often will use the lemon oil in my salad dressing, or I make a raw hummus made from almonds, and I'll put paprika and cumin seeds and those different spices, and I'll blend it up with some celery, but I'll always add a couple of drops of lemon, and it's like a lemon hummus. It really punches up the flavor a lot.
Yeah, I use basil, oregano, and thyme in my salad dressing.
Mm.
And so sometimes I don't have those herbs right there, the fresh herbs, but I'll just use the essential oils. So convenient, no refrigeration needed, and just pop that in there. It comes out heavenly. And I'll use a little bit of the lemon oil too.
Mm.
Really nice.
I just love it. I think we should, even though the listeners can't smell the oils, I think that you and I should experience a little bit of the oils while we're on the show.
Let's do it.
Have our special moment in the day. So I have quite a few oils here, but we had decided we were going to share joy oil today. And so, Cynthia, why don't you pick up the bottle and talk about how you would put that oil on your body.
Sure. Well, first of all, the bottle that I'm picking up is about 15 milliliters, and it's also a very dark bottle. So before we're talking about quality, you also want to find oils that are in dark bottles. The dark bottle protects it. It's the same way you would use a high-quality olive oil. You always see that in a dark bottle. So you want to keep it in a dark bottle. So this beautiful bottle has an aerator on it, and you just tip it over to the side, and one drop will come out. They're very precious. I got 2 drops just then. So here it is in my hand. Donna, you can pass it over to you now. And there goes the 2 drops right out of the oil.
I do 3. I'm hardcore.
Okay, we're just going to pick it up with our hand, and then we're going to reach into our shirts and put it over our heart.
Over the heart. We're offering some to Lee, our engineer, today.
While you're doing that, I had a question. Because,
sure.
Yeah, I was bad a while back here, and I caught a cold because I went off my good diet and lowered my immune system. But you mentioned lavender, like for cough and sinuses. But, I mean, do you buy any – in other words, what oil would I buy, a particular brand, because you're going to take it internally, let's say?
Yes, that's what we were saying, that we like, Donna and I like to use the Young Living oils because they have been around for 20 years. They've shown that they are as pure. They've worked for people. So we always recommend using Young Living.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah.
Which are not available in stores, by the way.
Okay, we got to tell our listeners how to
get
it.
We'll get there. We'll get into that a little later. But this joy oil is, it smells like jasmine. Sound effects.
Yes.
And it's just, it's my favorite blend because it's, for me, it's like my perfume.
Jasmine and the yang-ylang that's also in this is not for everybody. Some people smell it and they're like, I'm not sure about this. But even if you're not sure about it, it's one that you should use anyway. It helps everybody. Every woman, every man should have this over their heart daily. It actually puts an energy and a vibrancy into us, and it actually opens our heart to be more open to life and joy coming towards us.
Yeah, when I went to a convention that Young Living had offered a couple of years ago in Florida, I met two people, never met them before, and I asked them about, you know, how they got into all this. And both people had depression issues, and they just started using joy oil several times a day, and it brought them out of it.
It's true. There's also an entire antidepressant protocol that I'd like to share with everybody. It's a very powerful protocol, and part of it is putting joy over the heart each day. And then there's another oil called Valor, where you put a single drop onto your wrist. You put it over your other wrist and actually helps align the body with energy. That one's called Valor. Then the next one is Harmony, a single drop placed over the solar plexus. The solar plexus is above the belly button and just below the chest. You rub that on there. And then another oil called White Angelica. Again, you put that into your palms, rub your palms together, and then you scrub your aura in essence, meaning you're putting it about 6 inches from your body, in front of your face, above your head, over your shoulders, going all the way down, over your body, down around your feet. And this is all with your clothes on, and you're just putting a mantle of protection around yourself. Mm. And as we were saying before about the vibrancy, this literally raises the vibrancy of the body. Many people have found a lot of comfort with this. And this is one of the protocols that I'll do very often.
You know, what comes to mind when I hear you talk about it is how a person can connect with their body. You know, we are so in our heads, and we are, again, you know, our lives are busy, and we're always thinking about what we're doing than being. You know, I'm guilty of that. But I think part of the reason why I enjoy taking the many moments throughout my day to take in the oils through the scent or just turn on a diffuser is because I'm connecting with my sensory, which is my body. And, it feels like a good thing to do. It's like I'm tuning in to myself.
Sure.
So it's almost spiritual in a way.
Oh, undoubtedly. It's beautiful for meditation. And also, if you look at us living in New York City, right, we're on concrete each day, and getting in nature aligns people, right, back to their highest selves. So if we're not able to get into nature each day, the essential oils are a great way to bring nature into our body. One of the gals who was using essential oils is a nanny, and her one of her little charges was born in New York City, lives in a high rise up on the 30th floor, walks to school each day along concrete. And when she started to use oils on him, with the permission of the mom, his whole demeanor began to change. He was able to focus more. He was getting nature into him. Mm. It was an amazing story, an amazing thing to see.
Wow. I'm sure you have many stories of, you know, people that you've met that have used oils and they really had miraculous results. We'll have to save that. But we're going to take a break now, and we'll be right back with more on essential oils. You're listening to the Good Health Workshop, and my name is Donna Peroni, and I'm here with Cynthia Shankman, my guest host, and I've just so enjoyed, lavishing myself with these oils and just talking about them. I just love them so much. I couldn't imagine a day without them.
I really couldn't either. You know what I sometimes say is I sewed a lot of my own clothes growing up, and each time I made it, it was a different pattern, a different material. And art is like that. Singing a song is like that. Essential oils are like that, too. They're creative. There's a different use each time. There's a different way to use them. Their scents change just a little bit each time. So it's quite creative, actually.
Mm. And can you share a little more about the benefits?
Sure. I actually have a lovely list of benefits here that I'd kind of like to read. Essential oils, they're immune enhancing. They support our body's natural defenses. They aid in maintaining normal cellular regeneration. They're mood elevating, they're aromatic, they're oxygenating for sure. They boost stamina and energy. They help us relax. They help manage stress and frustration. They improve mental clarity for sure. There's been many times I'm driving home, I need a little bit of peppermint oil, boom, awake. It helps with studying. They promote overall health, vitality, and longevity. And through all of that, they smell amazing.
Mm. Yes. And is there anyone that should be aware of the oils or should have caution?
Well, on infants, you always want to use a carrier oil. We didn't talk too much about carrier oils, but carrier oils are actually fatty oils. They're different than essential oils. Essential oils have very small molecules. Fatty oils have large molecules. Fatty oils can go rancid. High-quality essential oils actually never go rancid. There's no expiration date on them.
You mean the oils, like, they never go bad?
They never go bad.
If I have, like, a bottle of eucalyptus, it's always good?
Always good. High quality oils. Now, if you get other oils that have fatty oils, and then those fatty oils will go rancid. But when you get a bottle of absolutely pure eucalyptus oil, it stays in contact, in good care for always. They actually found essential oils in the pyramids, in the tombs, and they were still viable, along with honey, because of the enzymes. Amazing, right?
Wow, just amazing. It's so amazing. Mm-hmm. It shows the vitality.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So just go back to the use of them. So with infants, you would use them with carrier oils. And there are some oils, like, for instance, oregano, that can be, when it's properly distilled and created properly, it can be very spicy on the skin. So in that case, you'd want to use a carrier oil with that one. Thyme oil can be a little bit of spicy. But there's all reference guides that you can read, and you see which ones you use the carrier oils with.
And a carrier oil could be almond or sesame or coconut?
Correct. All
coconut
of those.
Oil, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Avocado is another beautiful one. And if you're home and you just need some quick, you can use olive oil.
Mm. Yeah, I have this little dish. It's just a little bowl, and it sits next to where my oils are at home, and I'll just put different drops of oils I'm in the mood for in this little dish. Mm-hmm. And I then can, lavish myself, and because I can mix whatever I want right there. So I often will do it that way. But when I'm out and about, the way we described earlier, I'll just put it on my hands directly and
It's a great thing to have, because actually when you're putting it on your hands directly and you're inhaling, it's actually protecting that orifice, the nose orifice, mm-hmm. from any bacteria going in. Whenever I fly on an airplane, I always take a little bit on the tip of my pinky, swab a little bit inside each nostril. I also put it around my ears, mm-hmm. to the entry to the ears, and I'll put a drop on my tongue. Mm-hmm. So now from all that recycled air, I'm completely protected.
Wow.
So if you're going into a large group, you're going to a big concert, you're shopping in stores that are packed, or even on the subway, you want to be protected.
Yeah, I always have thieves with me. Young Living makes a wonderful product line with thieves. They make a hand sanitizer, and I'm not one that's into that, but I really, it's just a little bottle, and I love, like, I come out of the bathroom at Penn Station, and I have to use a little on my hands. I just feel better. And then I have the Thief spray, and I use that a lot. I do have a sweet tooth, so I may eat, some sort of raw food dessert or dates or something. And a little bit of a film will start to develop over my teeth, and then I'll reach in my purse, and I'll give my mouth 3 squirts of the Thieves spray, and I have to tell you, within 5 seconds, that film over my teeth disappears because of the antibacterial and antifungal properties in it. Mm-hmm. So I always use that one when I'm out and about as well. And I usually carry either Digize or peppermint just in case I don't know, sometimes the belly can be upset for some reason. I, for instance, had dinner with my boyfriend at a popular veggie restaurant, and we went to see an animated movie. And the coming attractions, the little trailers were coming on, and they were jumping from one scene to the next. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And my stomach went, whoa, whoa. And I felt nauseous. I felt so nauseous. And I have to say, it really helped me to have the oils with me in that moment. I was like, tilted my head back, and I just took in some of the peppermint and the Digize, or one or the other, I can't remember. And I felt better immediately.
Yeah, highly anti-nauseous. Definitely the peppermint. Yeah. Perfect, perfect
so
choice.
So there's certain ones I always carry with me. So so how can people learn more about, you know, like what oils to ingest, and is there any, you know, ideas that you have on how people can learn more?
Sure, sure. There are definitely reference books that you can use specifically for Young Living. There's a called the Reference Guide for Essential Oils, which can be bought on Amazon, and you can just Google for it. And this reference book references specifically Young Living products. And it's fascinating because what I tell people is if you would like to become an expert, simply get the book. And you'll have all your information right in front of you. A more general book, I'll give a little plug for a more general book that's not Young Living. It's called The Complete Book of Essential Oils and Aromatherapy by Valerie Warwood. I've really, really enjoyed that book, and there's so much knowledge in there. For anybody who has young children, I always recommend the book Gentle Babies by Deborah Rayburn. That's another one that's available. Just, you know, give a Google for it. Very, very helpful to young moms.
The reference book that Young Living has is so remarkable, because if you have any kind of an ailment, or your husband or your child or your mother, you can look it up, and they'll have a list of the blends that they suggest that you may use, the single oils, so you can see what resonates with you and make your own little blend.
And interestingly enough, there are probably about 15 oils that could be chosen for each as a remedy. It's beautiful because so many things can overlap. So if you don't have one, then you more than likely have another one.
Mm.
They also have one thing we didn't mention about essential oils, that you can either get them as singles, which would be like we're talking about lavender, peppermint, frankincense, or they're blends. So a blend is when you take more than one oil, blend it together, and that combination creates actually a whole new synergy that will help with healing. For instance, we have Peace and Calming here in front of us. Such a gentle one, gentle enough for babies, beautiful for us when we want to relax at night. So this combination of these oils actually create a whole new synergy.
Yes, and that's, you know, and then you can make your own. I've discovered sometimes just layering the oils on myself. I also enjoy them as an elixir, and they have a product called Ninja Red. And at first I was like, it's not exactly raw, but it's also not, I consider it not something that's a negative either. Why I enjoy having the Ninja Red is because it's very viable to put the oils into this wolfberry juice. And the wolfberry is like the Chinese version of a goji berry, right?
Right,
so,
right.
And it's very high in antioxidants. And the oils, you know, oregano oil, for instance, is a little strong. And certainly not something you want to have straight if you're ingesting it. So a way for it to sort of blend in is to put it with the Ninja Red. So that's sometimes in the afternoon, it's almost like my little pick me up, in a sense, in a good way, not in a bad way.
No, very steady, even energy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so a person could start with maybe 1 or 2 drops of the oils and see how that feels. And I mean, I moved up to like 6 at one time pretty quickly, and I put those the lemon oil that you mentioned earlier and the citrus oils are solvents you were mentioning. So I do like to have that. They all have different properties that are so enhancing to the body. But I'll ingest thieves as well in that elixir.
Very much so. You know what my favorite thing to do right now is? I use the vitamin D that we have at the office.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. I put about 3 drops or 4 drops underneath my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Then I take another essential oil, an essential oil called ImmuPower. And that has oregano in it. And it can be pretty spicy. It has mm-hmm. hyssop in it and several other biblical oils. High, high antioxidant, high, high immune boosting. So I have my 3 or 4 drops of the vitamin D, and then I follow it, which is kind of like the carrier oil under my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll put 1 drop of the ImmuPower right underneath my tongue.
Mm.
Amazing. You can actually feel the vibration going through your body.
Wow.
Love it. Every night. Every night.
Wow. And, you know, the oils can be very helpful if you're trying to... if you have some issue with a candida overgrowth, you know, which I've studied a lot, sometimes we come across people that have parasites. So there's protocols for people to take them internally that way. They even have products that they're already in, like a capsule. But you could put your spicy oils in, like oregano, like thieves, in a little capsule, a 00 capsule that they sell, and you can make your own. If you need it for, you know, a particular reason, like a health problem, you could take it internally that way. I also put the oils in a nut milk. I make my own nut milk, and I'll have my little smoothie with my nut milk each day, and then I will take a little bit of it and put the oils in that.
Mm, so delicious.
There's so many different ways to use them. And this brings me to sharing with everyone how they can kind of join our little community that we have going on over at Gravity East Village.
Amazing. Yes, yes.
So Cynthia has been so dedicated that it's been, what, a year or two now at least, that she's been leading just about every month a group. And we have people who come to experience the oils. Like, we couldn't pass the oils around to you today, but we invite you to come and join us. When is our next gathering?
January 17th, 6 p.m. It's a Saturday night. Perfect time to come out, relax, and go on your way after you've been anointed with several oils and
yeah.
learned this beautiful technology, a beautiful healing technology.
Yeah, and we wanted to do something a little special for this one, too. We were going to share some sort of beverage, and since it was a Saturday night, we wanted to just make it extra fun. But Cynthia always has recipes she shares. And if you're interested in joining us for any of the classes or just to get some more information, you can call Gravity East Village at 212-388-9788. You can also submit your email address to accentonwellnessnyc.com. You could put your email address in there, and then you'll get notices of when the next oils classes are. But if you'd like to just come by sometime, we would love to share them with you. You could set up an appointment that can be arranged as well. But we love our community.
We love our community, and I hope anybody who calls up will, I know anybody who calls up will receive a lovely answer from our beautiful receptionist who also uses the oils. We all use oils at Gravity East Village. So whoever answers the phone, you will certainly get plenty of information, and we can help you for sure get the hold of these perfect oils.
Yes, and just to remind you, Cynthia is a colon hydrotherapist. She works at Gravity East Village. She's a wonderful therapist. You could also book an appointment. And she could share the oils with you during your next colonic, mm-hmm. as well as I.
Delightful.
Yes. And it's been a great time today. And I thank you so much for being my co-host. I want to thank Lee for being our engineer. And I also want to thank Pete Calandra for our wonderful music that we use for the show. See you next time. Thanks, Cynthia.
You're welcome.